Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Caleb Silver with Investopedia joining us live on the line. Caleb, yesterday on Wall Street, reacting to the perspective of that stimulus bill passing. It ended up a deal reached in the early morning hours this morning. Still not officially passed, but it's looking that way. What do you make of those crazy numbers we saw yesterday?
We have a little expression on Wall Street called buy the rumor, sell the news. And the rumor was the deal was going to pass. You know, it passed late last night. And I think a lot of institutional money managers made some money on trades yesterday as the market shot up to historic highs on terms of points gain and the biggest percentage gain for the Dow since 1933. Now we're dealing with the economic realities of what the stimulus package will address, plus the economic reality is of how long and how steep this recession will be, because we're going to be in it for a bit here.
The numbers, I mean, the huge swings back and forth. Do you take stock in that anymore? I mean, even following the numbers on a day-to-day basis to see what we're doing? Because, to me, and, you know, I'm not an expert in this, it just none of it seems to make sense.
Yeah. The scores, the stock market is the big shiny object. It gets all the attention on TV, and we talk about it, on the radio here. But the reality of what's happening in the economy, especially at the personal level and at the small business level, is very serious. When we have volatility like we're seeing, these 8, 9, 10% swings day in, day out, you know that's not individual investors like you and me moving the market. That's institutional money managers trying to find opportunities to make money in the course of a day. The stock market hasn't bottomed yet, but as volatility starts to decrease and mellow out a little bit, as it has in the past few days, 3 or 4 days, we start to see a bottom forming. I'm not saying we're there yet, but it does create the formation of the bottom. So I do watch it because I want to see how that volatility is playing out, and I want to see if we're getting lower lows when we do close lower or higher highs when we do close higher.
Is there anything in this stimulus bill that you look at and say this is really going to help out in the next 2-3 months?
Well, I think the direct payments to families are a big deal. If it's $1,200 per adult and $500 per child as they propose, I think that's a big deal. The expansion of unemployment benefits to people who are furloughed, to gig workers, you know, there's drivers out there and other folks that work in contract by the hour, they're going to get an increase. And then the $500 billion towards corporate America is a pretty big bailout, not on the size we saw in the financial crisis, but big enough to help some industries like the hospitality sector, travel sector, and restaurant industries perhaps weather the downturn and not lay everybody off and go bankrupt.
Yeah, it looks like a bailout that might help out all levels, where corporations might get some credits to keep their payroll going, even if they're not open?
Right, and I think that's a huge deal. If you can incentivize small business owners and big company owners, even medium-sized business owners, to not fire people, lay them off, I think that's a huge deal, because when you do that, you take out the economic foundation from which they stand, that their whole rent, their child care, everything is based on. So if you can get them to not fire people or furlough them for now, I think that's a big deal. We're going to get weekly unemployment claims tomorrow, and they're going to be huge because companies have already started laying folks off. What we want to see is companies start to try to hold on to their employees, weather the storm here, whether it's 2 months, 3, or 6, and make it out the other side. Because the other side does look pretty bright if we do the right thing on the health front.
The president has come out over the past couple of days saying we really need to get the economy going this way. He put a timeline of Easter on it yesterday, which is just under 3 weeks from now. If we do, say flip the switch to turn the country back on, if there is a magic switch like that, Do you see that as a cure to what is going on with the economy right now, or could we run into a situation where things are up and running, but you still have people scared, you still have areas of the country that aren't really ready to flip that switch yet, in big areas like New York City? Could that backfire in some sort of way?
Absolutely, and I think trying to restart the economy in 3 weeks is short-sighted, and what you could end up doing is maybe the spread of the pandemic quells a little bit, but then it could restart again and shut us down for an even longer period of time. That said, shutting down the economy takes a week or 2 weeks. It's not that hard to shut it down. It takes a while to get it restarted and back to cruising altitude. So let's just say this is over in a month, 2 months, in terms of getting back to work, and we can get back into our offices and companies can get going again in 2 months. It still takes a few months to get to cruising altitude, to get the supply chains going again, to get consumers confident to spend again. So all these things take a little time to restart. But once we do, I think in the fall, if we do the right thing on the health front, I think we'll get back to some sort of level of cruising altitude and maybe beyond.
Caleb, thanks for the time. And hey, a little bit of optimism there as well at the end. That's Caleb Silver with Investopedia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.